This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, September 22nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. New World screwworm has been detected in an eight-month-old calf less than 70 miles south of the Texas border, near a major commercial corridor to the United States. That's according to an announcement by the USDA this weekend. The detection of the flesh-eating pest was near the major highway from Monterey to Laredo, Texas, which is one of the most heavily trafficked commercial thoroughfares in the world. Interstate 35 begins at Laredo. The previous northernmost detection was 370 miles to the south of Veracruz, that on July 9th. The calf, in the latest case, had been moved to a feedlot from an area of the country with known screwworm cases. Livestock imports from Mexico are still suspended. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins last month announced that the department would spend $750 million on production of sterile flies and another $100 million on new technology for screwworm control, including new types of traps and lures. The suspension of the Mexican cattle imports, they've been contributing to a rising U.S. cattle and beef market. USDA says in the release that it will be releasing, quote, a significant plan to help rebuild the American cattle supply, incentivizing our ranchers and driving a full-scale revitalization of the American beef industry. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market of the United States for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 head or more, 11.1 million head on September 1 this year. That inventory was a percent below last year, according to the USDA on Friday. Placements in feedlots during August, 1.78 million head, 10% below last year. Marketings of fed cattle during August, 1.57 million head, 14% below last year. Marketings were the lowest for August since the series began in 1996. Well, the Department of Agriculture this afternoon said the U.S. corn crop now 11% harvested, two-thirds of the remaining crop still in good to excellent condition. Soybeans 9% harvested and rated 61% good to excellent. That's according to the USDA. As for maturity, 91% of corn acres are dented, 56% of the crop mature. Soybeans were dropping leaves on 61% of acres. Spring wheat harvest, 96% done. Winter wheat, 20% planted and 4% emerged. China's absence from the U.S. export market, again the source of pressure on soybeans. The current USDA export projection looks very much overstated, perhaps as much as 200 million bushels, and that would certainly offset any substantial revision in this year's yield. That the word of Joe Carlin of Ocean State Research, referencing the USDA's outlook published in its last WASDE report earlier this month. Farm income projections issued this month by the USDA showed the total 2025 income forecast at $180 billion. That's the second consecutive year that income is higher. But that's not the whole story. U.S. farmers buoyed in part by $40 billion in government aid. Also key is that the livestock side of the market is far more profitable than crops. Animal and animal product cash receipts are up 8%. Over last year at $299 billion. That's a record. But crop cash receipts are forecast at $237 billion. That's an 18-year low and the third consecutive yearly decline. The strength in the livestock sector is more than overshadowing the challenges that row crop farmers have seen over the past several months. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.